It's sad when you realize you are not as important to someone as you thought you were. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please do sit back and enjoy today's episode, which is titled Neglected Pain. We all have been neglected in our lives, or we are still going to be neglected. It's something which sometimes happens without you being aware of. Feeling neglected is one of the most disheartening feelings in the world. In many cases, it is even worse than being disliked, because it's simply a person's passive response to existence. When someone is being neglected, it may feel like the person who is neglecting you is saying, "You are not important enough to me to waste my time and energy on." Many of us are used to the saying which states that, "Treat other people the way you wish to be treated." But sometimes in life, you don't always get what you want in life. You can treat a person in a better manner and pour out your heart for a person just to get half of the treatment you give to that person. At this point, it will be obvious that you are going to be drowning in emotions such as sadness, being depressed by the ill treatment you are receiving from that person. You will also feel like your efforts are being underrated by the other person, because a relationship requires two people putting the same effort on the table for a relationship to run like a well-oiled machine. Yet, because life is a tough journey, most of us have went through the path of being neglected. To be honest, people really underestimate how painful it is to be neglected by someone who you really care about, as this may seem like being backstabbed and the knife really goes in too deep because you are being neglected by a person you trust. So eventually that pain is too much to bear. That's why it makes it like being stabbed at the back, which eventually creates a deep saddening emotion for you. People just also think that saying sorry will just wipe out the pain which was inflicted when you were being neglected at the first place by saying sorry. Those mere words of just saying sorry, they're just like 30% of the damage control being done if they're never solidified by any actions. That's the issue of people. They just think when they say sorry, whatever they have done to you, if they brought you pain, they think that if they just say sorry, everything will be clean, it's going to be a new clean slate. Let us be realistic in life. If you're a person who's saying sorry, it mustn't just be words only. Your actions must also prevail. Your actions must come and support those words. I can't just go on hurting people, making sure that they get hurt. Emotionally, I hurt them. Of course, I would be damaging a lot of things in them. Have you ever imagined if someone neglects you and they just come back and say, oh, see, I'm so sorry for neglecting you, I apologize. If it's never meant by action, never met by any action, it's pointless, because I'm telling you, people will just come and say sorry and never solidify their sorriness with any action. In the future, they are bound to repeat what they did to you, because to them, just saying sorry is absolutely all right. It's not. It's absolutely wrong just to say sorry and think that everything is gonna be all right in life. We're gonna start over again. We're gonna move from you disappointing me, ruining my aspirations, and putting me out in the cold by neglecting me. And you think afterwards, just coming and say sorry, I apologize, is enough. It's never enough. Put the actions on the table for me to be convinced that seriously, you are really sorry enough. As I've said in the beginning, when someone is being neglected, it may feel like the person who's neglecting you is saying, you are not important enough to me to waste my time and energy on. So a person just comes out and say, I'm sorry, and expect a person to just open their arms and say, oh, I forgive you. Life doesn't work like that. If a person neglects you, they're backstabbing you. And I'm telling, as I said, it will be a very long way to recovery, because that knife which they would have backstabbed you with, because it's someone who you trusted the most, it will go in so deep that even that story of them will be so weak to come and pull that knife out if it is never solidified by any actions. If a person just says sorry only, 30% the damage control is being done, because sorry won't come and erase anything. Sorry won't comfort that pain which you are swimming through, those emotions of being depressed, left out in the cold, being neglected. It's not a nice place to be at all. There are a lot of things which you will ask yourself when you're being neglected. A lot of things. No one will answer them, because it's you who is being neglected, not the other party, not the other way around. There is one place you should be, you should hate being, because it will eat you so deeply, and because you won't know how to deal with it, being at that place. That place is being at the place of being neglected by someone you love or you care about. Because being neglected is more painful than the word pain. Because if you look back at all your efforts that you were putting through for that person, it will just seem like all what you were doing was just for a drop of blood, because you were just giving and giving like you had a gift of the givers. The other reason that people really underestimate the pain of neglecting you is that people easily forget sometimes that when you two were building your relationship, it was just the two of you. But suddenly, when a third party emerges, you will be neglected. As I've said, being saying you're sorry after neglecting a person because of third party image is pointless if it's never solidified by action. Because it's something which is gonna eat you up when you sit alone. It will eat you up and you will keep on asking yourself, what is it that makes you to be neglected when you are busy giving him or her everything, putting down a lot of efforts, which makes you sometimes to just seek for a way out of the person's life, because sometimes it is much better to know when you had enough. The funny thing which will eventually happen if you decide to open the door and leave, it may seem too difficult, but one thing which will happen is that the other party will be so surprised by your sudden departure. Why? Because it's not them who are experiencing this neglecting experience which you are going through. It's you. It's not them who sits down day out and day in, who looks at the walls and asks themselves, am I not enough to be in his or her life? If I'm not good enough, eventually I'll decide to find a way out and exit and leave that person to be at a happy place all alone without me showing any presence or being there, because I would have had enough of staying there and being neglected. Because I have said sometimes it might be difficult opening the door and leaving when leaving a person's life when you're being neglected. You may decide to stay in the person's life. Even if you are being neglected, this means you must try to recover. Something which is never easy when you are being neglected. To recover is a very tough journey, but everything in life can improve. There are some ways which you can try to recover from when you were being neglected by the other person, by the person who you cared the most about. Here are some ways you can recover from being neglected. You can try positive language. This is simply using positive language when you are talking with the person you care about. No matter what you are talking about, even if it is in a heated argument, use positive language. It may seem too hard or too impossible at some point to practice positive language when you are talking about some things which are sensitive towards your feelings, but it promotes productivity and mutual problem solving. So practice saying good words, even if you know sometimes it hurts you. It will make you to understand and be able to get around the sticky situations and solve your problems. Another one which you can try to recover with the person who you care about, you can try sharing your feelings with one another. Many people are not good at sharing their emotions. Maybe they grew up in a home where emotions were not discussed, or they were once teased when they tried to share their feelings. So social or cultural obstacles may arise. For instance, men may be hesitant to share feelings, as they may perceive vulnerability, being vulnerable as a sign of weakness. It is important to keep in mind that even though obstacles may arise, telling the other person how you feel is the only way they will know the dissatisfaction you are experiencing at the current moment. This simply may start out by one of you saying, "I feel," and then saying how you are feeling and why you are feeling this way. Yes, at this point, it is important to take turns telling your feelings and listening without interruption. People often just dive deep to interrupt you when you're expressing your feelings, and they forget that if you're sharing your feelings, the goal is to better understand how the other person is feeling at the moment. It's not about you, but it's about sharing how you feel and trying to understand each other. If you are like me, for instance, and you cannot share your feelings, you must start practicing when you are alone in front of a mirror. Practice by talking to the mirror, looking at yourself there. To gain some confidence, imagine that the person who you are talking to on the mirror is not you, it's not yourself, but is the other person who you want to explain and share your feelings and tell them how you are feeling. Because if you are like me, most of the time, I'm telling you, you will drown in your own feelings if you don't go out and learn to express your feelings. And it will hurt you deeply if you can't express your feelings, because the other party or the other person might just assume that everything is okay between the two of you. While in the open light, in the truth, it's not. You are deeply hurt. So practice alone so that you can have some confidence. Being neglected also affects some of your self-esteem, confidence, because at that point, when a person neglects you, emotionally, you are very deeply hurt. So it reduces a lot of things in you. Even your confidence levels may be affected, and this will lead to you having lack of confidence in yourself, and which will make you to even fail to share your feelings. So practice and make perfect so that you can be able to share your feelings. There is also active listening in conversations, as communication is one of the most important parts of a relationship. If you are not listening to each other, this communication is not going to do either of you any good at all. If the other person is not listening, it's like you're just talking to the wall. You may think that many people think that someone is listening, but as many people only just grasp onto the first few words that are said, from there they either prepare what they will say or they are just waiting for their turn to speak, just taking up the first few lines which you said, first few words, and after that their mind and brain is shut out Your words will never enter, it will never be listened to. To be, so at this point, some of you have to learn to be an active listener. You, when you are an active listener, you focus on everything the other person is saying and try to think about it from their point of view. Also, when you are the one doing the speaking, stick to one point or thought rather than to jump from one thing to another. Just make sure that display one point only for the person to see what you're trying to emphasize and give them time to think and try to observe what you're saying from your point of view. Yeah, feeling neglected is painful. As you wish, maybe that person could know how it feels. But be brave and talk about it before it is too late. Because sometimes being neglected, as it's like when you take a person and make sure that you want everyone from your world to know them, and then the other person who's neglecting you, they're simply just hiding you from knowing the people of their world. So it's a difficult situation to be at in life. But the only key thing I can say, sit down and talk to each other. Be an active listener. Listen to each other. If you have to share feelings, do so. If you have to practice positive language, practice so. Do so and make sure that you rebuild if you are building. But if you think you had enough, you can always just move out and decide to be at your own and be free. I'm JB State, an author of a book titled Pieces of Life, which aims to motivate people to believe in themselves. Because at the end of the day, I can sit here and try to motivate each and everyone. I can decide to come. They can invite me to wherever you're staying, and we there at the stage, and I speak there. I can talk for an hour. But if you don't believe what I am, if you don't understand or take me seriously, eventually what will happen is that I will just be talking. You won't hear anything. Nothing will change who you are. Instead, believe in who you, in yourself, and believe at what you can do in life. And this topic for today, I can just sum it up and put it at chapter 3 of the book, Relationships. It's not easy being in a relationship because there are a lot of factors which can prevail. Yes, each relationship at the beginning, perfect, wonderful, lovely. Each and every party there might be on their best honeymoon levels. But as time goes by, things happen which you need to be strong. So relationships with the world is one very complicated thing. By the world, I mean also your people who you meet along the way. It's so difficult in life. Peace of Life is available on Amazon.in and Kindle stores. Just go there, search Pieces of Life or Blessing Mabunda. It will appear. And it's also available on sharabooks.com. and is also inferior in South Africa around the province of Limpopo. It's available at P&A Savannah Mall and P&A Tzaneen Lifestyles Shopping Center. Please do tune in to Ocean Radio as they try to elaborate and make us enjoy different types of music. You can either tune in to oceanradio.com or oceanradioafrica.com. I'm JB State, and never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.